alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm the space invader. Yo, it's Byron Neal, and I make music under the alias Lord Byron and Ghoul 5. I remember hearing like Moonish Daydream for the first time in a friend's basement and almost crying at the 6-second guitar riff and the immediate drop at 7 seconds in the beginning and how much range and tonality his voice had. He was an extraterrestrial who's gone back home in the stars and will be truly missed.
Hi, my name is Marjorie Owens, and I'm a co-founder at Porlacore Records in Dallas. David Bowie was this unique artist, but he was also this great collaborator, so present and aware of other talents. I love that he wrote all the young dudes for Mott the Hoople as a fan, because he was devastated to hear they were about to split, and of course it became their signature hit. When they're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from
ripping off stars from his face. My name is Josh Baish, and I own Rubber Gloves Rehearsal Studios in Denton, Texas. For us here, David Bowie's music has remained a constant, and last night before I learned of his death, Station to Station played over the PA as I locked up. In 2015, I was handed divorce papers, and it quickly became what was the most difficult year of my life. When things were especially hard, I could always count on getting in the car and cranking Modern Love, because even if there was no one else who knew how devastating romantic relationships can sometimes be, David Bowie was always there to let me know he understood that, yeah, sometimes love just sucks, but we move on.
Hey there, this is Dallas, Texas' own Buffalo Black. I recall one interview he gave to MTV questioning why they didn't show the black perspective more.
It occurred to me, having watched MTV over the last few months, that it's a solid enterprise with it, and it's got a lot going for it. I'm just floored by the fact that so few black artists featured on it.
Listening to that really kind of gave me a new perspective on who he was as a man and what he represented. He truly opened my eyes to what's possible.
This is Lisa Bush, and I DJ 60s and 70s records under the name Wild in the Streets. One chord I hear echoed among artists and musicians I know was that he made so many creative people realize that not only can you be accepted for creating unorthodox art and style, but you can also be truly celebrated and influential by choosing not to conform to what everyone else is doing. I've heard it said that for Bowie, success marked the moment for him to move on to something else. And I think that's something that's really important for us all to think about.